You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my guest in studio with me is Amanda Garcia. She's from St. Helens Community Credit Union. You can find her on the web at shcu.org and the contact number 503-397-2376. And we'll give that again later in the show. First of all, welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about financing, credit unions, obviously, all that kind of good stuff. So let's talk a little bit about what you did before you joined St. Helens Community Credit Union.
Well, I started in banking several years ago, working for a large financial institution on the consumer side. I quickly moved to commercial lending as a credit analyst with a small community bank. I was there a few years, and then my husband, my children, and I moved to the Portland area, mm-hmm. where I became an assistant vice president and senior credit analyst mm-hmm. at a community bank in Portland. I was there a few years, loved the analysis piece of it, but I did find that I missed human interaction. I missed working with the customers, and as an analyst, you're really kind of stuck in a back room working with numbers. So I decided to become a commercial loan officer, which in a smaller institution means I kind of get the best of both worlds. I get to go out and meet with my members or customers, and I also get to come back to the office and do some analysis and underwrite. So I really get to handle all of my transactions from start to finish and make sure that they go well. Mm-hmm. My husband and I purchased our home in Scappoose, which is a great community to raise children in, last year, and I started working with St. Helens Community Credit Union.
Mm-hmm. Well, very nice. So I want to talk with you about a few things because we had some conversation off air here about banks in general. And I told you I've interviewed a lot of banks and various credit unions on the broadcast in the past. And so let me share with you, and our listening audience has heard some of these things from me before, but I want to talk a little bit about the box that a lot of banks have. And a lot of business owners become very disenfranchised by the prospects of going out and getting, whether it's a credit line or a loan for business or expansion, whatever they might be doing with it. They can go into a bank and be turned down. And as I have learned through the various financial institutions I've talked to, there's a lot of different reasons why. And many times the business owner is left with this big question mark over their head, walking out of the situation and not really knowing either what to do next or what they needed to do to remedy whatever the problems are. And one of the things I really liked about what you had to offer is your perspective on business and how you look at it. So talk about how your process of looking at somebody who says, or a business owner who says, looking for financing for X, what's your process that you walk them through, and how do you determine whether they're a good prospect for your credit union or not?
So what I like about a credit union is it's very community-minded. So that same individual that maybe walked into a large bank and didn't fit perfectly in their box for an equipment loan can then come to us, or hopefully will come to us first, and we'll sit down with them. We'll listen to what they want and talk with them about their goals and what they're working towards. And maybe if they have a weakness in one area, such as credit, they may have a strength in another. Maybe they're a great business manager. They have several years of experience. And so we kind of find a good balance there. So we are mitigating our risk, but also we are sort of coaching the business owner and really working with them to see what actually works best for them so that they can work towards their goals in an effective way.
Mm-hmm. So your explanation there is you're also looking beyond the credit things. You're also looking at the character and what the actual strength of the business is.
Yeah. We like to look at the whole picture. We don't just look at a credit score, a number on a piece of paper and your name. We like to know about you and your business, the struggles that you've had, how you overcame those struggles. We like to look at your collateral. Maybe your collateral isn't sufficient for the loan that you want somewhere else, but maybe we can take a look at your overall picture and see where we can shore that up. So, yeah, it's really about finding what works best.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the value drivers in business, because I think sometimes what banks and what some financial institutions are missing is they don't have somebody on the other side of the desk that really understands some of the measuring sticks of what constitutes a successful and or healthy business and what doesn't. And when you're talking about credit and character and collateral, there's a lot of different things, and we talked about this a little bit off air. There's a lot of different ways in which an investor looks at a business, and I think sometimes that's missing in the banking industry, where the banker doesn't really have that same kind of perspective, and therefore doesn't even know sometimes when he has an amazing business owner sitting across because he didn't fit in the box. Talk about some of the things that you look at or consider as to whether somebody, you know, does have a viable product or service or a viable business.
Yeah, so again, we do like to know the person, have a relationship with them. And so part of that is knowing how they run their business, where their strengths are, their weaknesses. And rather than just having a commercial loan officer that is sales, that goes out, brings a business in without knowing necessarily what it takes to run a business in a great way, we have a group of people who can go out, know what it takes to run a business and what they'll need to get a loan, and we can coach them. And it's just a really good experience for us to be able to do that. We're very lucky to have that.
Fabulous. So talk a little bit about your sweet spot, because there's a client that makes sense for you, those that don't. And you talked about a relatively broad area, but what type of business client makes the most sense for your organization?
I would say that we typically serve very community-minded people, a lot of small business owners, a lot of real estate investors who have, you know, income properties, really a wide array of business owners. But in a smaller community, usually your sweet spot is, you know, somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000 is an average loan size for us. Mm-hmm. We can go much higher than that, and we also give as much dedication to the $30,000 lines of credit as we do the larger loans.
Sure. Well, Amanda, I got to tell my business audience, you have a perspective in business that a lot of people in the banking industry and or even the credit union industry lack, and I really appreciate the perspective that you bring to the table. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My guest is Amanda Garcia at St. Helens Community Credit Union. You can find her online, shcu.org, and the contact number 503-397-2376. Again, that's 503-397-2376. Thanks for joining us here on the broadcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art! My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jumps and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double-jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, Dreamers Wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.